ברוכים הנמצאים. We are studying parashat Vayishlach. Our parasha is the sequel of last week's parasha, when Yaakov Avinu runs away from Esav. Esav wanted to kill him because of the blessings. Yaakov Avinu runs to the house of Lavan, and he stays there for 20 years. Of course, he marries his wives and has his children there. And now he's on the way back to his father's house. And on the way back, he encounters the wrath of his brother. Esav had a well-armed battalion of soldiers with him. The Torah says 400. They were chieftains, they were generals. As she says, Rashega Yasot, they were the heads of battalions. And he had intentions to kill Yaakov. You'd think after so many years he'd forget about it. Usually people over time, they forget. Not in this case. Esav is just as angry as he was 30 years later as the day it happened. I want to read the Pesukim. The Pesukim seem to be very easy in this parasha. Some parashiyot, when you read the Pesukim, they're very difficult to understand. These Pesukim, at first glance, seem very easy to read. Vayishlach Yaakov malachim lefanav el Esav achiv. So he sends emissaries, he sends messengers to Esav. Vayitzav otam lemor. He tells the messengers to deliver to relay a message to Esav. Kotomerun. What does the word ko mean? Like this. Kotomerun. This is like this. Tomerun adurin Esav. Like this you should tell my brother. Or my master. Kotomerun adurin Esav. Ko amar abdecha Yaakov. Like this said Yaakov. I don't know. Whenever I see a word written twice in a pasuk, it bothers me. Ko tomerun laduni le'esav, ko amar avdecha Yaakov. Why the ko twice? It should say, ko tomerun laduni le'esav, amar avdecha Yaakov. What's the second ko? Maybe these questions don't bother you. But when we're studying the Torah, we have to study it precise, because if we really want to understand what happened, the Torah is telling us a story, but the story lies in the words. So you can't just say, oh, big deal, ko, twice. Every word in the Torah is written for a reason. So we have no choice but to be technical. I know people don't like to be technical, but we're studying the words of the Torah. We have no choice to go through every single word. And if we think that there's a word that's out of order or a word that's redundant, we must make a point. Anyway, I don't know why it says the word caught twice. And what does he say to tell him? Go tell my brother, Im Lavan Garti. Go tell him that I lived with Lavan. So what? What does Esav care where he lived? Make sure you tell him, Im Lavan Garti. What's that got to do with anything? If I was Yaakov, I would tell him, go tell my brother that I'm just as strong as I was 20 years ago. And if he's going to fight with me, I'll kill him. I'll rip him into smithereens. That's what I tell him. No, go tell him that I lived in Lavan's house. What does Esav care? I don't care where he lived. Im Lavan Garti. If I wasn't coming to give a derash, I have an answer to that question. I could say simple. He was saying, you think you're dangerous? I was living in Laban's house, he's 10 times more dangerous than you. And if I was able to make it out of Laban's house unscathed, so you're a piece of cake. So this is a walk in the park in Laban Garti. For 20 years, Laban couldn't touch me. That's the way I always understood it. Anyway, continue. Vayira Yaakov me'od vayetzed lo. Oh. The Pasuk says Yaakov was scared. Yaakov was worried. I ask you a simple question. What was he scared of? I know what you're going to answer me. You're going to say he's scared that Esav's going to kill him. No, he cannot have been scared of that. You know how I know he wasn't scared of Esav killing him? Because God already promised him in last week's parasha, Hineh anochi imach ushmarticha. God guaranteed Yaakov protection. Now, if God came to me in a dream, and I know it's God, and He tells me, Hineh anochi imach ushmarticha, I guarantee protection. You're protected. I would have no problem to walk into the most dangerous neighborhood with a kippah, with tefillin on, with a talet, with a sidur. They said, Rabbi, you're not scared to go into this dangerous neighborhood? God told me, Ushmarticha, finish. I'm not worried. If God gives me protection, I have nothing to be concerned about. Yaakov Abinu received the protection order of Hashem Itbarach. And all of a sudden, Esav comes towards him, Vayira Yaakov. Yaakov's scared. So he cannot be scared about himself. So who's he scared about? His family. Very good. I have no choice to say that. You see how we're analyzing Pesukim? Before we create a story, we need to logically break it down so we know what the Pesuk, what the words mean. So he must have been scared about his family. No problem. So what does he do? He splits his family into three different sections. Vayomer, and he says, Im yavo Esav el ha'machane ha'achad v'ikahu, v'haya ha'machane nish'al lefleta. If Esav kills the first camp, so the second camp will be able to run away. It's a strategy. Esav will be busy in the first camp. In the meantime, the second camp will escape. I know none of you care about grammar so much. Nor do I, really. But we have no choice to speak a little grammar for a minute. The word machane means a camp. I know you're aware that in the Hebrew language, some words are masculine and some words are feminine. In English, it's not like that. As an example, the word kiseh, which is a chair, in Hebrew, is kiseh masculine or feminine? Feminine. You're right. How do you know? Because in the plural, we say kisaot. In English, is chair feminine or masculine? Nothing. It depends what color it is. If it's a pink chair, it's feminine. If it's a... No, the chair is... There's no such thing as masculine and feminine in the English language. Every word is pav. But Hebrew is an incredible language. The words themselves sometimes are feminine and sometimes are masculine. Good. Now I ask you a simple question. The word machane. Feminine or masculine? Good. Feminine. So you all answered feminine. I cannot say that you're wrong. I cannot say you're wrong. Because the Pasuk says, when Yaakov Abinu splits the camp up, it says in the Pasuk, Im yavo Esav el ha'machane ha'ahat. Ahat is feminine. So machane ahat. So you said good. Machane is feminine. Good. Now I continue reading the Pasuk. V'haya ha'machane nish'ar. Now hold it. Nish'ar. That's right. Nish'ara is feminine. Nish'ar is masculine. So it should say, V'haya mahaneh ha-nish'ara. No. When it comes to the second mahaneh, nish'ar. So I ask you a question again. Is mahaneh feminine or masculine? Ah, it's both. You're right. It's both. You're right. That's the answer. It's both. By the way, I'm making a big deal out of this. Rashi says this. Rashi says, ha-mahaneh ahad v'ikau, Mahane Meshamesh Lashon Zachar Velashon Nekeva. This is Rashi's Hiddush. He says there's certain words in Hebrew, they're ambidextrous. They go both ways. And Mahane is one of those words. So Rashi at least saw the problem that we saw, and he allays our fears. He says, don't worry. Mahane sometimes is this, sometimes is that. Okay, but Rashi didn't answer the main question. Why then in one pasuk do you switch? The main question he doesn't answer. I agree, it can be male and female. So at least in one pasuk, go the same direction. No, mahane ha'ahat, v'haya mahane ha'nishar. That's very, very odd. That in one pasuk you should use the word in two different ways. Again, I'm asking your forgiveness. Because what I'm doing to you is being very technical. And most people that come to a class, they're not interested in being technical. Rabbi, just tell me a story, tell me a hadush. Leave all the technicalities. You're making me work. I don't want my brain to have to work so hard. We come to class to be entertained. You're making all these type of... But if you were a brain surgeon, and you were doing brain surgery, it's also technical. Imagine in the middle of brain surgery, the doctor says, too technical. He walks away. It's too tedious, all these different tissues and all that. He walks away. Why am I telling you that? Because when you're studying Torah, you're actually involved in brain surgery. But whose brain? God's brain. This is the brain of Hashem. Every time we open the Chumash, we're entering the brain of Hashem. And we're trying to understand what exactly did Hashem mean. So it's technical. We're doing a tedious operation. So we have to take every single word and we have to be very careful that we don't make a mistake interpreting the brain of Hashem. Anytime you come to a class of Torah, you're taking a tour of the brain of Hashem. You're trying to understand how Hashem thinks, what's in his mind. But it's a very, very difficult test to do such a thing. Anyway, I'll ask you one more question that bothers me. Vayomer Yaakov, so Yaakov says, Hatzileni na miyad achim miyad Esav, fine, save me from my brother. I don't have a problem with this pasuk. He's praying. That's good to do. He's praying to God. Hashem, you have to help me. Please help me from my brother. No problem. We always were learned that you have to pray. So he prayed. Ki yare anuchi oto. I'm afraid of him. Oh, that he's going to come and attack me. I don't know what that means because I said he wasn't afraid of himself. God said, I'm going to protect you. So why is he afraid of me? Leave it. What does it mean here? Em al banim. Explain. Simple. Em al banim. Mother on sons. That makes sense to anybody? What does that mean? Mother on sons. I understand what he was worried about. He's worried that, listen, Esav could kill the mothers and the children. No problem. But the pasuk should say, Em Vibani. Again, this is like I'm teaching you Hebrew. Lashona Kaza Ulpan. I'm teaching you how to speak Hebrew. The pasuk should say, Ben Yavo Vehikani, Em Vibanim. Em Albanim. Im Albani, mother over the children. But you see, if we can crack the mystery behind all these words, a new story will emerge and teach us a very, very big hadush. The problem is, most people are lazy. And they're not interested in going through this, details, and therefore they don't come to the truth of a story. In order to understand all these questions that I'm asking you today, there is a blessing. We make it in this synagogue every single day, as most congregations of the Sefer Adim do. And that's the blessing of the Kohanim. Birkat Kohanim. I cannot tell you how important this blessing is. The Kohanim come up to the stage, then they lift their hands up, they make a blessing. Of course, the congregation stands facing them. And the blessing is from God. Ko tevarichu et bnei Yisrael. God tells the Kohanim, ko, like this, you should bless the Jewish people. Yibarichecha Adonai v'yishmerecha. These are incredible berachot. What is Yibarichecha, God should bless you? I'm reading the commentary of Rashi. Yibarichecha bebanim. Bebanim, with boys, you have boys. V'yishmerecha bebanot. The girls need more protection than the boys. Modesty, and they should be safe. What a blessing. We come every morning and the Kohanim bless us with children. And all the other things that they say. So the Midrash asks like this. In whose merit did we get Birkat Kohanim? Whose zechut do we get this blessing? Not who gives the blessing. I know Aaron gives the blessing because he's Kohen. That's not the question of the Midrash, but the question is, in whose merit did we get this blessing? The ladies. We're going to talk about the ladies in a minute. But don't take credit for everything. Don't take credit for everything. I know that. I know. You're right. You're a genius. You said the whole class. Yes, thank you. I'll explain to you what she means, because she's right. She has a fast head. She right away connected the dots. So the rabbi said, you know whose merit we get Birkat Kohanim? It says, Korte Barichu. And when God told Avraham Avinu, when he took him outside and he pointed to the stars and he told them, Ko Yiyeh Zareicha. So the Gemara says, it says by Avraham, Ko. And it says by Birkat Kohanim, Kote Barichu, Avraham Avinu. So the Midrash is saying, not so fast. You remember when Avraham was walking with Yitzchak to the Akedah? So what does Avraham tell his people? Shivu lachem po. You stay over here. Va'ani v'hanna'ar, and me and Yitzchak nelecha ad ko. So ko is written by Yitzchak. So Yitzchak is the merit of Birkat Kohanim. Then the Midrash says, no, not so fast. The Midrash says, Yaakov is the merit. Why? Because it says in the Pasuk, Ko tomar lebet Yaakov. You see? Oh, Bet Yaakov. Yeah, Bet Yaakov. But it doesn't say Ko in this Pasuk. The Pasuk before God gave us the Ten Commandments. Ko tomar lebet Yaakov v'taged lebnei Yisrael. So basically we found the word Ko by Abraham, by Yitzhak, and Yaakov. So somehow it's all of their merit. But I want to know this pasuk. Ko tomar lebet Yaakov. Who's Bet Yaakov? The woman. Correct. Today all the girls' schools, they call them Bet Yaakov. Bet Yaakov, Rashi says, Bet Yaakov elu hanashim. Why are they called Bet Yaakov? I have to assume because it's the women that are the primary caretaker of the home. Who takes care of the Jewish home primarily? It's a Jewish mother, Jewish wife. She's the one that tends to the needs of the home. She's called Bet Yaakov. She connects to the Bayit. Although the husband also is connected to the Bayit, but he's out. He works, he travels, he goes. The Bayit is the domain of the Bet Yaakov Elu Hanashim. There's a great rabbi called Hida, Rabbeinu Chaim Yosef David Azulai, Sephardi rabbi, great rabbi, wrote over 80 books. He says a big chiddush, There's a pasuk that all of us learned when we were 3 years old. Torah siva lanu Moshe morashat keilat Yaakov. What does it mean? Torah siva lanu Moshe. Moshe gave us the Torah. He commanded us to do the Torah. Morasha is an inheritance. We inherited it. Everybody inherits the Torah from the previous generation. So the Gemara says, don't read it, Morasha. Read it, Me'orasa. What's Me'orasa? A girl that's engaged. Me'orasa. What does it mean? Don't read it, Morasha. Me'orasa. Haida says, you're right. Torah siva lanu Moshe. The Torah was given to us by Moshe. But who is responsible for preserving the Torah in the nation? Who's responsible for making sure that the children and the next generation will be indoctrinated in Torah? Me'orasa. The girl, the mother, the arusa. She has the responsibility. Rav Chida says, without the Me'orasa, there's no Torah Siva Lanu Moshe. Yes, Torah Siva Lanu Moshe is very good, but you need somebody to uphold it. You need somebody to perpetuate it. You need somebody to teach it. Just think of yourselves, ladies. You know better than me. In the Jewish home, when the baby is born and in his younger years, which are the most important years of a child's development. Who makes the tilat yadayim to the baby every morning? The mother. Who makes sure the boy puts on his sissit? The mother. Who makes sure the morning the baby makes the blessings? Shakol niyavet baron. Don't forget to make birkat hamazon. Who's the one that's instilling yirat shamayim into the child? The father's in business. The father's working. The father's traveling. Of course, the father contributes, but clearly not as much as the mother. Who creates the environment in the Jewish home? The mother. Who's the one that's singing to the child, that's talking emunah to the child? It's the mother. And especially at that young age, where the child is very, he's very susceptible to his environment. So when the mother provides the foundation of Yirat Shamayim and Torah, this is the base for the rest of his life. I don't say this. David HaMelech said it. When David HaMelech was talking about himself, he said, Ani avdecha ben amatecha. He says, God, I am your servant. Eved Hashem. You know why I'm your servant? From my mother, who was also your servant. Ben amatecha. He gave the credit to his mother. You know why? I'll tell you why he gave the credit to his mother. Because probably his father wasn't religious. No, it's not true. Who is David's father? Yishai. What does the Gemara say about Yishai? He never made a sin in his life. He never made a sin in his life. But still, who does David HaMelech give the credit to? Ani avdecha ben amatecha. I know my father was Yishai, but the credit has been amatecha. Because when David HaMelech is young, it's the mother that infuses. That's the Me'orasa. This is why we tell the boys when they're getting married. Of course, when you get married, you have to have a chemistry between the boy and the girl. We don't say no. But Shlomo HaMelech says, "Sheker ahen ve'ebel ayofi." Of course, the charm and the grace and the beauty, "Sheker ahen ve'ebel ayofi," it's frivolous. The main thing is Yishai Yirat Hashem. Because this lady over here is going to be the mother of your children. And if she has Yirat Hashem, so your children have a chance to perpetuate Torah. But today it's upside down. Today everything's upside down. All the people are interested is in Hen and Yofi. And if she also has Yirat Shamayim, that's a bonus. That's a bonus. Yirat Shamayim, we'll take it. We're not against Yirat Shamayim. But it's not crucial. As long as there's Hen and Yofi, leave Yirat Shamayim. Today it became, Chas v'Shalom, Sheker HaYirat HaHen, Sheker HaYirat Shamayim. They make sheker from the Yirat Shamayim, and the hen and the yofi becomes the primary. Olam hafuch, topsy-turvy world. Again, don't get me wrong. Of course, there has to be a chemistry between the boy and the girl. I don't say no. There has to be a little hen. There has to be somewhat yofi. I agree. But when that's the only thing that the boy is concerned about, hen and yofi, whatever the Yirat Shamayim. Hen and yofi is not going to give you good children. Hen and Yofi will not raise children to become God-fearing tzaddikim and tzadkariyot. Ishayir et Hashem ititanal. That's why when God was giving the Torah, at Har Sinai, He has a meeting. Who does He meet with first? The Pasuk says, Ko tomar lebet Yaakov. God says, first bring me the Bet Yaakov. That's the woman. And then, v'taged l'bnei Yisrael. Then bring me the men. If I was doing it, I wouldn't have done it that way. I would say, the ladies? They don't even keep all of the mitzvot. They're exempt. We should have a meeting with the men first, and then we'll call the ladies to make them feel good. Okay, ladies, come also. We're going to have a meeting with you. I'll give them flowers and whatever you do. The Torah is a man's business. But God says, no, we're about to give the Torah. Kol tomar lebet Yaakov. The men are about to come to the meeting. What does God say? Men, stay outside. Stay outside. Ladies, please come in. Ladies, come in. Before the men. Ladies first. What happened over here? And the explanation is because God says they're the key. If we're going to give a Torah, we have to have the ladies first on board. Because they're the ones that raise the children. They're the ones that give the children the foundation of Yirat Hashem. On Monday nights, right in the back of the synagogue, on the back table, in the whole second section of the synagogue, we have a class on the book of Kohelet. This is what we do on Monday nights. We study Kohelet. And every week we study another pasuk in the Kohelet. A few weeks ago we studied a pasuk. The pasuk reads like this. It's in the seventh chapter. King Solomon, Adam Echad Me'elef Matzati. He says, I found Adam Echad, I found one man in a thousand. Ve'isha Bechol Ele Lo Matzati. But I didn't find one lady. What is he talking about? Don't get nervous. He says, I found one out of a thousand men. Ve'isha Bechol Ele Lo Matzati. So the Hakamim explained it. Shlomo HaMelech was saying, it's not easy to have a child that's exceptional, that's good in midot, that has fear of God, that has respect. To find a child that's balanced and is decent and proper, it's not easy. How difficult is it? David HaMelech said, Adam Echad Me'elef Matzati. One out of a thousand. So he says, you know why? There's a story in the Gemara, in the Mishnah. There was a great rabbi called Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananiah. Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananiah was one of the greatest rabbis of his time. The greatest. His rabbi was Rabbi Yohanan. When they asked Rabbi Yohanan, could you give a compliment to Rabbi Yoshua? Give him a compliment. He said, this rabbi? Ashrei yoladto. His mother is a tzaddiket. It's because of his mother, that's why he's Rabbi Yoshua. So they asked Rabbi Yohanan, what did his mother do? When she was pregnant, she used to go to all the rabbis, please bless me, that the child that's in my womb should be a big tzaddik, a big tamid akam. And then when he was born, she brought the carriage and the stroller into the Beit Midrash, so the little boy can hear the Devarita. So he says, what do you think? Rabbi Yoshua was born in a vacuum? Rabbi Yoshua is a result of his mother, Ashrei Yoladto. And if you'd have more mothers that were committed to their children, like the mother of Rabbi Yoshua was, you'd have a thousand. But you know why you only find one of a thousand? Says, because we haven't found a mother like Rabbi Yeshua's mother in all of these. Which Shlomo HaMelech is clearly telling you. that the Jewish mothers are responsible. The chinuch of the children lies on the mothers. The Gemara says, in what merit did the Jewish women go to Olam Abba? Well, I'm sure they have many reasons why they should go to Olam Abba. Bediyuk, the Gemara says, because they send their children to the yeshiva. When you see a Jewish mother taking the children in the freezing cold in the carpool to the school, the Gemara says, that's our Olam Abba. And when you see her standing in the freezing cold at the bus stop, when the bus comes at home at night and she's freezing cold, and the people drive by and they see the Jewish mother sitting there, oh, poor thing. Poor thing. Why poor thing? That's how Olam Abba is in that. Receiving her children off the bus and taking them to the yeshiva, driving them to school. And when the kid comes home, the mother receives them. And who does the homework at the beginning before the father comes home? Alif, Bet, Gimel, Dalet. אני עבדך בן אמתך כה תאמר לבית יעקב אלו הנשים I'm going to say a חידוש now. What did that midrash mean? It's Avraham's credit, Birkat Kohanim. It's Yitzhak's credit. It's Yaakov's credit. What does that mean? I'll tell you what it means. The main blessing of Birkat Kohanim is for children. Yibarechecha bebanim, v'yishmerecha bebanot. But to raise good children, there's three keys. It's your lucky day, I'm going to give you the three keys. To raise decent children, the first key is by example. And that we learn from Abraham. Because what did God tell Abraham? Ko yihye zar'echa. Your children will be like you. That's my example. So Avraham Avinu teaches us the lesson of Birkat Kohanim. If you want to have banim ubanot tzaddikim and tzadkaniyot, ko yihye zarecha, ko tebarechu. But there's something else that parents have to raise good children, and that's sacrifice. It's a sacrifice. What does sacrifice mean? Sacrifice means the parents have to sacrifice their time for their children. Sacrifice their pleasures for their children. Sacrifice their money for their children. What doesn't a parent do? Parents pray for their children. Parents cry for their children. Parents worry about their children. This is all the sacrifice that parents have to do for their children. They deprive themselves from their own pleasures of life to give it to their children. In order to give their children an advantage. Parenting definitely comes with sacrifice. Yibarechecha bebanim ubanot, kot tebarechu. But where do you learn sacrifice from? Yitzhak Avinu. Vani v'na'ad nelecha adko. Yitzhak Avinu says, we're going to go to the Akedah, he's willing to sacrifice himself for God. That's the second key in parenting. But you know what the third key is? The third key, it might be the most important key. Kot tomar lebet Yaakov. You need the nurturing of a Jewish mother. Mothers are an integral cog, an integral ingredient in Chinuch Yiladim. It's almost impossible to do without them. It's like somebody saying, I'm going to bake a cake, but without flour. You can't bake a cake without flour. What the mother is able to give a child, nobody can. But today, unfortunately, there's a lot of delinquency in parenting. When parenting becomes something that's old-fashioned, today, mothers don't want to be mothers. Motherhood is considered laborious. It's not a career. It's not something that's lucrative. What? As a career, I change pampers. As a career, I make dinner. As a career, I who wants to do that? I want to go on a plane. I want to go to factories. I want to sell widgets. And this is what's happening today. Not only my mothers, but my fathers as well. But today we came to talk about mothers. Why, you think I can only compliment you? We have to say both sides of the story. And then you wonder why the children are today in the street like they look like. This is as a result of when parents do not want to do their jobs. And parents surrender their primary purpose of raising children. And now Jewish children, they don't come home to a mother. They don't wake up to a mother bringing them to school. They don't wake up to the warmth of a Jewish mother. Therefore, they're missing a very important nutrient. They're malnutritioned. A child without a mother is a child without vitamins, without the necessary tools of life. Ladies, I want to say a big hadush today. The hadush that I want to say is, Yaakov Abinu wasn't worried that he's going to get killed, because God protected him already. God told him, Hinei Anochi Imach Ushmarticha. Nor was he worried that his children would get killed, because the Shevatim were strong. They were warriors. My theory that I tell you today, you know what Yaakov Abinu was worried about? That Esav is going to kill the Imahot. And once there's no more Imahot, there goes the entire family. Because who's going to raise the Shevatim? And that's why the Pasuk says, Yaakov sends a message to Esav. Ko amar avdecha Yaakov. Go tell Esav, Ko amar. This is what Ko tomerun nadoni le'Esav. Go tell this to Esav. Tell him what? You know what to tell him? Ko amar avdecha Yaakov. I always say the pasuk of Ko. My pasuk is Ko tomar lebet Yaakov. Don't tell him that that's what I'm always saying. Ko tomerun nadoni le'Esav. What should you tell him? Tell him that Ko amar avdecha Yaakov. Which means Yaakov is telling Esav, don't go after the mothers. Don't touch the Imahot. Because I'm telling you, to me, that's the most important thing in my family. Because I always say, Ko Amar. I'm always quoting the Pasuk of Ko. Ko Tomar Lebet Yaakov. He's warning him. You want to come after me, you come after me. You want to come after the children that defend themselves. But don't touch the Imahot. And he says, and I'll show you how important the Imahot are. Im Lavan Garti. What do you think I spent 20 years in Lavan's house? So I can marry these girls, these women? So they can have their children? So I can raise them? I sacrificed a lot. And once the last child was born, I left. But I lived by Lavan's house in order to nurture my entire family with these Imahot. And you're not going to spoil it. You're not going to ruin it. So then he goes on and says, Vayira Yaakov me'od, not for himself, for the Imahot. So he says like this, Vayomer, im yavo Esav el ha-machane ha-achat. Machane ha-achat is feminine. He says, if Yaakov's going to go kill the females, the mothers, vahaya machane ha-nish'ar, that's the boys, the children. Nifleta, you know what Nifleta means? They're going to be Peletim, they're going to be refugees. If he gets the Mahane Ha'ahat, we're finished. Then the Mahane Nishar, the children, the boys, Nifleta, they'll become lost. This was Yaakov Abinu's primary concern, the Imahot. And then what happens? He says, Hatzileni na miyad achi miyad Esav. You know why? Pen yabo vihikani. Em al banim. I'm worried that he's going to ruin the mother's supervision over the child. Em al banim, that represents the mother over the child. You ever hear when the child tells the mother, Ma, you're on top of me, leave me alone. That means the mother's doing her job. That's what he was worried about, Yaakov. I'm worried about the not the em v'banim, the em al banim. Because once the mother's not there and the child has no mother to answer to, and there's nobody on top, then it's finished. Wow. Because we spent some time to look at the words properly, we came out with a big hadush. But my big question is, I understand Yaakov Abinu understands what a Jewish mother is. No question about it. He understands it. That's all he's worried about. Don't take away the mothers, because if you take away the mothers, there goes the whole family. But my question is, how did Esav know this? What, Esav goes to Parashah class? Esav says, he knows Imahot, he knows all these Hadushim, Torah Sivah Moshe, Orasa, Bet Yaakov, Esav's Rasha. I'm going to tell you today, nobody knows the value of a Jewish mother better than Esav. Nobody, because he was the victim of a Jewish mother. Because Esav says, I was able to fool my father all these years, but I wasn't able to fool my mother. Rivka, she was able to see right through Esav. And Esav knew that. Esav says, look what a Jewish mother is. She knows the children better even than the father. Says, if it wasn't for my mother, I would have got the blessings. If it wasn't for my mother, I would have been able to dupe my father and get all the heavenly blessings. Take my word, nobody knows the value of a Jewish mother more than Esav. As I said, he was a victim of a good Jewish mother. She was able to right away say, no, Yaakov, go in. Your father's being duped by this one. He's a faker. He's mezuyav. So, when Esav sees Yaakov, he doesn't come with one wife. He comes with four wives. He has four Rivkas. Shema Yisrael, I had one mother like this, and he has four. The children have four of these. Forget it. Therefore, that was his target. His target was Im al Banim. And that's always the blessing. Sarah Imenu was the same thing in Abraham's house. Bidiyuk. Abraham said, let Ishmael stay. Abraham had no problem with Ishmael. Sarah said, he's toxic. You have to throw him out. And she threw him out. She actually saved Yitzhak. Abraham didn't see it. He didn't see it. You know, the Pasuk says, when Sarah died, the Pasuk says, Vayavo Avraham, nispod Sarah. Abraham came to eulogize Sarah. So the Gemara says, Vayavo mehechan ba. From where did he come from? From the Akedah. He came from Akedah Yitzhak. I know you know that, but what does it mean? What do I care where he came from? Mehechan ba, from the supermarket. What do I care where he came from? The main thing is he came to eulogize his wife. Vayavo mehechan ba. No, where came from? He came from the store. What do you mean, Echad Ba? You know what this means? Echad Ba, Me'akedat Yitzhak. It doesn't mean where he came from in a location. It means when a person writes a speech, what's the direction of the speech? Where is he coming from in the speech? Which angle is he taking? When he came to eulogize Sarah, Vayavo Abraham Nespod Sarah, you know what credit he gave Sarah? He says, I just came back from Akedat Yitzchak. You know why my son was able to do the Akedat Yitzchak? Because of Sarah Imenu. That was the theme of his speech. And you know why it's because of Sarah? Because if it was up to me, Yishmael would have ruined him. But Sarah saw the woman's intuition. She saw the danger of Yishmael. And she threw him out. We all know that. Our mothers always saw a boy walks into the house. Right away the mother says, I don't like this guy. You didn't see him for 2 seconds. You didn't see him. And the mother, 98% of the times, is right. In the mother's intuition, or the woman's intuition, it's a gift from Hashem. Sarah had it. Bina yitera, like you said. She says, I don't like Ishmael. Now, obviously, he wasn't doing things outwardly. Because if he was doing things outwardly, Abraham would have seen it. It wasn't like he came home and he was juggling swords or machetes. Abraham would have seen it. It was something covert. But Sarah already had x-ray eyes. She saw it. Vayavo Abraham lispod lesara. He came to eulogize Sarah. He said, I just came back from the Akedah. You know whose credit the Akedah is? Sarah. Ani avdecha beramatecha meor asa isha yirat Hashem itetalal. En isha ela lebanim. And I say to you ladies today, if Esav understood it, and clearly Yaakov understood it, and David understood it, and Rabbi Yohanan understood it when he said, Ashtei Yolabto, all the wise people understood the value of a Jewish mother. So certainly you have to know your own value yourselves. Everybody knows it, but the Jewish mother doesn't know it. And as a result of your efforts, of instilling what the men cannot instill, not because they don't believe in it, because they're not there. The way Hashem made the world is that the man spends the majority of his time outside to make a living. That's the normal system. And therefore this obligation of raising children at this young age was put on the mother. Of course, when the child gets old, they'll go to yeshiva, they'll have rabbis and so on. But at the young age, when you're building a foundation, that's the most important moments. The Gemara says, what a child learns when he's young, he doesn't forget. Those images of the mother lighting the candles on Friday night, the child doesn't forget those. The child doesn't forget the mother praying. The child doesn't forget the mother reading Tehillim, baking for Shabbat. All these things become part of the child's psyche. And that's the environment. The mother is like a farmer in a greenhouse, providing a certain environment to grow fruit and plants, which are the children. And therefore my blessing to you ladies is the blessing of the Birkat Kohanim. Yibarechecha bebanim, v'yishmerecha bebanot. But the blessing must be predicated on the three cause. Koi yezarecha, your children will be like you, they're going to emulate you, teach by example. It must come with great sacrifice. But the most important, Kotomar leBet Yaakov. You must remember the value of the Bet Yaakov in this. Torasi valanu Moshe me'orasa kehilat Yaakov. And that's what Yaakov says. Go tell Esav. Go tell my brother Esav. Ko amar avdecha. Go tell my brother Esav, Ko Amar. I always say Ko. To me, Ko Tomar Lebet Yaakov is the most important pasuk. So you will not lay one finger on the Imahot. And he was successful. Yaakov Abinu leaves that moment with Esav, Shalem, unscathed. And as a result, his children are all Kedoshim and all Tehorim. Whereas Yaakov, Yitzhak had a brother Yishmael, and Yitzhak had a brother Esav, but the children of Yaakov, they're all Tahor. That's the blessing of Kor. And that's my blessing to you as well. Yibarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. Amen.